This business update is brought to you by Verizon Online DSL.
Those tumbling oil prices may be coming to an end. Prices shot up today on Wall Street, and according to Oppenheimer oil analyst Fidel Gate, don't blame it on the cold weather most of the country's been getting this week.
The North is still 10 degrees above normal. So I really don't think that that in itself is going to cause oil prices to move higher.
Gates says he does expect prices to remain fairly stable between the $55 and $65 a barrel range. If you flew any time last year, you had a tougher time dealing with the airline, says new government statistics. According to industry analyst Terry Tripler, he says we're finding that we have to fend for ourselves in this current airline environment.
They have fewer people that they can find to talk to because there are fewer people working for the airline. A lot of people are going online and making reservations. If they have a problem, like with the airline's website, and make a mistake, there's nobody to really talk to about it. These are the frustrations people feel.
Meanwhile, the airlines lost, on average, about 10,000 bags a day last year. The core producer price index rose 0.4%, the largest monthly gain in a year. However, macroeconomic director Gus Fouché at Moody's Economic.com says he's not too surprised by the bump in the PPI.
A large part of that comes from higher prices for energy goods, so in that level it wasn't unexpected. I think what's a little more concerning is that there was a big jump up in the core finished goods PPI, which excludes food and energy prices.
Economists had forecasted a 0.2% gain last month. Radio Shack says it'll close down between 400 and 700 of their underperforming stores, and a computer maker is getting a little literate.
Apple Computer has resorted to an unusual tactic to combat hackers. The company anticipated hackers would try to crack its new operating system, and so it hid a poem deep in the software. It refers to bad karma and how uncool it is to hack into computers. Jane King, CNN, on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
With CNN Radio Marketplace, I'm Michelle Wright.
Want to improve your golf game? One store's got the new titanium driver for $100, another for $300. You'd grab a cheaper club, right? So why overpay for high-speed internet? Get the speed you need cheaper than most cable with Verizon Online DSL. It's the best value in broadband.